Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We got to read you an excerpt of what was said about Jalen Hurts. The Athletic did a poll, their quarterback tiers. We'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. Where Jalen came down, where he was compared to last year, and what was said about Jalen Hurts as we enter the 2024 season. Lots to react to today. Big Phillies win last night. Nice walk-off hit by Bryce Harper. And really, last night was kind of the night they did all the little things right. They pitched well. The bullpen was good. They played some good defense. Your guy, Johan Rojas, with a big catch out in center field. Bryce with a big play at first base. I thought that was a great inning by Matt Strom in the 10th to get Bregman and Alvarez out, and then, of course, winning it. So nice win for the Phillies, who needed it because the Braves did win against Minnesota last night. And then, of course, I saw everyone's all upset about something that was said yesterday on Fox Sports. Nick Wright, they were doing division-by-division predictions, and they got to the NFC East, and he predicted the Cowboys to win the division, which, all right, I think most people picked the Eagles or the Cowboys. He actually, though, then predicted the Commanders to finish second, which on its surface...
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, I do think the Commanders are going to be a contender in this division, but he put the Eagles
second,
third.
Though?
Commanders, no. Yeah, why not? If they get to 9 wins, they certainly could be
Stop
there.
It.
I looked at that Commander schedule this morning. I'm telling you, there's a lot of wins
there.
Last place schedule. But really what got people upset wasn't the Cowboys. It wasn't the Commanders. It was the reality. The Eagles were third, and not just third. He has them missing the playoffs entirely. Here's what Nick Wright said yesterday.
At number three is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Gosh.
They've lost six of the last seven games. They had a bottom four defense across the board in the NFL last season. They lost a future Hall of Famer, the leader of their team, the best player on their offense. Their coach and their quarterback don't get along. Their coach was known for one thing, kind of being a jerk on the sidelines, and now he's been like, no, I'm going to stop that. If anyone else could have told him that was a bad idea years ago, classic two, once again. And all of those things, they come into the season on the hot seat. They have two great receivers. I know that. I don't know much else about this football team other than their GM loves the acquisition of, I knew who that guy is. Jahan Dotson? Oh, yeah, I remember him.
He's good.
Is he a third receiver?
Well, Sam Howell?
Based on what?
Well, yeah, so there's the argument back and forth between Wright and his co-host yesterday, and everyone's all mad at what Nick Wright said. And look, whatever, it's just a prediction. But I don't think what he said is crazy. I have them at 10-7. I think he was going to go 10-7. That should be good enough to make the playoffs. But I have like 11 teams in the NFC that I think could win around 9 games, that have a chance to be a decent 500-ish team. If the Eagles are one off of what I think, they're in that mix. I don't think it's crazy they missed the playoffs. I think they will make it, but not crazy. They're plus 235 to miss the playoffs. They're 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. Hugh, I think the Eagles are more likely to miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl. I know you do not see it that way.
No, I don't believe that. I think this team is too talented for them to be anything less than an NFC championship game. I really do believe that.
NFC title game? Anything less? You can't see that?
No, I can't see that. Like, I can't see it. Like Super Bowl or bust for this squad, man. I think that's the squad that they've amassed. Man, I know we talk about this defense, and I've been trying to tell y'all forever. That the defense is not what's going to carry the day for us. It's going to be that offense. It's going to be Jalen Hurts. And he's going to learn from the mistakes that he made last year, man. He's going to come out swinging. This eerily reminds me of, I hate to say it, but Dak Prescott. When Dak had that down year and Dak came back, and even though Jalen hasn't vowed to do anything, when Dak came back and said he vowed to be better, and he wasn't going to do this, that, and the third. And he came out and he basically did what he said he was going to do.
So he got MVP votes last year.
Yeah.
They won 12 games, but they did, you know, they did go
they
home
fell, yeah, they,
in
they
the first round of the playoffs.
But that's not the way our story is going to be written here.
I hope you're right. I hope everyone that's voting this side of it is right. It is our Twitter poll question here, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Are the Eagles more likely to win the Super Bowl and miss the playoffs? And I also go back to this, and that was part of what Nick was saying in that cut. The last time we watched them play, they were bad. Now, you could tell me that was a long time ago, but that's all we have to go off
no,
of.
No, and that's fair. That's fair. But my thing is with Nick, and he's saying what have the Commodore, like, let me just take that piece right there. What have the Commodores done to make them the second best team in the NFC.
They changed their team a lot.
I understand they have a good defense. I understand that Ron Payne
coach,
and them.
New offensive coordinator, new
coach
quarterback.
Quinn, who was a fail. Like, he got the Falcons to the Super Bowl. But then after that, he kind of fell off.
I see a lot of Texans from last year in the Commanders. New coach, new quarterback, a lot
see,
of new players.
And I'm trying to tell you, that's an outlier.
CJ
Stroud is an outlier. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from his ability because he played well. But that success and that they had, that was a perfect marriage between a coach and a quarterback. Dan Quinn, that's not Dan Quinn.
The other thing it was, and we'll see what this division is, it was a winnable division, right? They won a division that I think they won with 9 or 10 wins. I think the NFC East is going to be like that. I mean, I know some people think the Cowboys are going to win 12 again. You think the Eagles could win 12 or 13. I think the NFC East is going to be 10. So that's why I consider a team like the Commanders all of a sudden, you know, kind of interesting in the race. And also, the Eagles lost Kelce, and they lost Fletcher Cox. They lost Hassan Reddick. Everyone keeps telling me they're better.
No disrespect.
I'm not sure they're better.
I understand he's a Hall of Famer, but, I mean, come on, man.
Hugh.
Ain't nobody losing that much sleep.
Oh, I
gone,
am.
Man.
What? About Kelce?
Yeah.
He's the anchor
crazy?
Of the offensive line.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Is this flag football or real football?
No.
I just want to know. We're playing.
He's a Hall like when you make me say stuff like this, man, it
I'm
makes
not
it,
making
it
you say
bad.
Anything.
But we got all look at all these offensive weapons we got, dog. We
going to
be all right.
Is it flag football or
man,
real
I
football?
I remember Peyton Manning. Tariq Glenn wasn't that great. Offensive tackle.
Hugh.
Backside tackle.
Yeah. But
I know Jalen's not Peyton Manning. I know what you're about
to say. He got the ball out like that.
That's what Jalen's gonna do.
Oh, okay.
You help when your offensive line is ailing the way that this one is, you help him out by telling the quarterback, speed that clock up, bro. Get the ball out your hand.
Well, yeah, so but some guys can't do it. I mean I think Jalen can.
I think Jalen can. But I'm giving you a whole bunch of ifs and maybes. I feel it. I feel it. But I feel confident in what I'm saying.
So it doesn't just.
Have you checked my track record? I took a polygraph a few weeks ago and I passed.
I believe you. I just think you're stone crazy. I mean, I believe what you're saying.
Your track record is also nuts. I mean, you're predicting like 6 runs a game for the Phils, 35 points a game for the Eagles.
I was doing okay with that one for a while.
Yeah,
I had a nice run.
Weeks.
Listen.
Yep. 3 days.
I had a nice run.
But don't you think this goes beyond just Jason Kelce, though? Like, Jason Kelce being out, it is just one guy on the surface, but it speaks to the fact that this offensive line, it's not as deep as it was in years past. Like, when you had Kelce last year, you had Juergens playing guard, and you had, it was just, I think it was two guys deep, whereas right now, if they have one injury, it's going to be tough. Like, if Juergens goes down, what do they have? If Becton goes down, who, by the way, we don't even know if he's good, I think there's a lot more question marks on the offensive line than we're letting on.
Yeah. They have the growing pains, no question about it.
Well, and the thing about Becton, I said the same thing about Dotson, you could say about Pickett. Why are these teams giving away first-round picks from a couple years ago, right? Like, usually teams will wait as long as they can before they dump a first-round pick.
It's not as valued as it once was before.
No, I agree with you. But
the
Jets have been desperate for offensive linemen. And they said, Mekhi, there's the door.
They've been desperate for a lot of things.
I know they have.
Well, we do. Look, so the Becton thing I get and the Dotson thing I understand. But I think having Jeff Stoutland here is a reason that you could think that you could do like a little bit of a reclamation project.
I agree.
Also, here's something that we're ignoring about Mr. Do-Nothing, quote-unquote, Nick Sirianni. Mm. You know what his background is?
Well, wide receivers.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I don't know. We've gotten some really damn good wide receiver play. Now, we have talented guys, but...
Well, like, I actually think, to your point on that, everyone didn't like Quez Watkins. That was a pretty good return for a sixth-round pick.
Sure, right. Yeah. I mean, I kind of have confidence that Nick Sirianni can make Jahan Dotson into something.
I keep saying this. This is the bizarro Eagles. I feel great about the skill positions. Give me running backs and receivers and the quarterback in play, and they've got secondary guys now. And the questions I have for the first time in forever are offensive line, specifically the depth and the center position. And can they get to the quarterback? I mean, if anyone should know about what that means to a team, you would think it would be a guy that, you know, had 80 sacks or something, or they used to before we started taking them away.
Not that big a deal.
Nah, it's not that big a deal. All right, 215-592-94. Let's go back to the phones here, and then I'll let you see what I'll read to you what was written in The Athletic about Jalen Hurts.
Was it mean and hurtful?
It was tough. It was. They didn't hold back. All right, we'll talk about that in a second. Lance is up next on WIP. Hey, Lance. Lance, going once. Lance goes back on. Hold on. Fabian thinks I'm the plant-based.
The pressure was too great for him.
Fabian, am I plant-based today?
Hey, good morning, Hugh.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Hey, Hugh, I need you to join in on this with me, man. What's wrong with you people?
You people and me, really?
Listen, Joe, I hope the Eagles sign you on a one-day contract just to cut you by 4 p.m.
Actually, that'd be pretty cool. Because then, you know what I could say? When everyone's like, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You didn't play for the Eagles. I could say, well, listen, Richie was an Eagle. Hugh was an Eagle. Ike was an Eagle. I was an Eagle, Fabian. I could say that, too. Now, go ahead.
Joe, this team will walk to 10 wins. I don't understand how you're limiting it to 10 wins. And what you're saying is what we have to go off based off of is from last year what they gave you. Okay, so you're saying that the Cardinals and the Bears, that they've done these things during the offseason to get them to 9 wins. So how is that any different from what the Eagles have done this offseason?
Because I'm not sure the Eagles are better. I'm not.
But they are. They have better coaching. They're upgraded at the linebacker position, upgraded at the safety position, upgraded at the cornerback position. I think Milton Williams is a sleeper. I think he's going to have a big season this year.
I like Milton, but Fabian, if it's my perspective, they're not going to be as good on the O-line and the pass rush. And if you're not as good on the O-line and pass rush, the other stuff doesn't matter as much in the way I view it.
Yeah, Joe, but there's no team in the NFL that has a solidified starting position at every position, offense and defense. Like,
right, of course. Yeah, no, every team has holes. That's what makes the NFL, you know, as much fun as it is, because it's, you know, every team is not perfect. I agree.
Listen, I think you need to cut down on the plant-based products. Hugh, stop giving it to them. Joe.
No, I'm giving you the plant-based
products. Yeah, this is your fault.
I give the Eagles at least 13 wins easily, like nothing less than that.
At least 13. Fabian, I love your optimism. Fabian, it's a great phone call. How many teams won 13 games last year in the NFL? Two? Maybe one?
Wait a minute, San Fran?
So I think just the 49ers and the Ravens, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We make it sound like 13 win season, just everyone gets them. We just hand them out. That's really hard to get to 13 wins.
This team is special, though. And we got Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore was fired twice in the last 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
The Niners won 12 games.
Just the Ravens? Ravens had to win 13.
Just Baltimore. They're the only team that won 13 games last year. Yep.
How many did the Niners win?
12.
Okay.
13 is a lot. We're saying it like it's just like, of course they're going to win 13 games. That'd be wonderful. I mean, all right, let me ask you this. Is this team as good as the one 2 years ago that went to the Super Bowl? Because I don't think there's a chance.
I would say... It's a push. Because I'm looking at the offensive side of the ball.
I don't think there's no way.
I'm saying it is a push. Saquon Barkley, he's a X factor.
Mm. Yeah, but the Miles Sanders ran for a lot of yards that year.
Who's a better back?
Sure, but like with this, when the line was great, you didn't need a great back.
I tell you what, though. I think the element of surprise was a part of the reason the Eagles had success.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Definitely.
Jalen had a hell of a year, mm-hmm. man. And they jumped out on a lot of people. They scored a lot of points, too. And I always say this, go back and look at Marcus Mariota numbers from that year and Jalen's eerily similar. But the defense just played better.
Well, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, but that was before Jalen grew as a quarterback.
He actually went backwards, though, last year.
Well, he had some moments where he threw the ball very well. I think, you know, we're so stuck and rightfully so, because it was the latter part of the season. But in the beginning of the season, Jalen looked like he grew as a quarterback. Can we admit that?
At times, he
was dropping the ball on a dime. He was throwing it deep. He looked good as a quarterback in the beginning. I need to see. I think Jalen's skewing more towards that than he did towards the guy that was there at the end of the year. I really do.
This team is not even close to the 22 team.
I believe
the 22 team is the best roster I've ever seen.
I remember going into that season saying they don't have a single hole. The entire defense right now is full of question marks.
I wasn't here for that.
Well, they were.
You're pleading ignorance.
They were darn good.
They had Hargrave, Reddick. They had 70 sacks. First of all, they had Slay, who was younger, Bradbury, who wasn't a complete bum out there on the field.
Hargrave, my HBCU brother. Yeah, he was a pretty.
He was a beast.
Yeah. And some of their better players that are still here were younger.
Couldn't
Slay
play
was
two
years. That's what I mean. Slay was younger. Yeah. Bradbury was younger and actually
and
a good player.
And Sue was here that year.
Yeah, Linval Joseph came and helped.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were deeper on the offensive line.
Yeah, I still think this team is better.
It's going to be. If you're right, it's going to be a hell of a year.
I wasn't here for that.
Dude, I'm just telling you, like, I remember going into that season saying, there's zero doubt this is the best roster in the NFL.
I remember sitting here saying, I can't believe people are not seeing this. Because some people are like, some people are still unsure heading into 22. I'm like, they're going to win 12 games. Like, that team was loaded. All right. Speaking of Jalen Hurts, who's a big part of this conversation, how he plays will dictate a lot of the season. All right, Hugh, every year over at The Athletic, Mike Sando is the writer of this article. He goes and polls people, and he asks them to put quarterbacks in tiers, okay? And then each tier means something different. Obviously, you can kind of tell tier one is better than tier two and so on and so forth. So let me tell you what tier Jalen came. So Jalen slid five spots in the overall rankings. He came in at number 11 this year. So he slid five spots overall rankings. He's the 11th ranked quarterback. He is in tier two. You want to know how they define tier two, Hugh Douglas?
What's tier two?
Tell me if you think this is Jalen. Tier 2 quarterbacks can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above Tier 3. He has a hole or two in his game. That's the Tier 2 quarterbacks. That's where he's ranked.
I think
it's fair.
Yeah. I mean, the way you described it, yes.
All right, so that's...
Who's in Tier 1, though?
Tier 1 was... I have to go look it up. It's Mahomes.
Okay.
Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen.
There's only three?
It was a small group. Yeah, I'll go make sure I have the right number. But it was a smaller group. All right, here is, though, some of the quotes. So they asked the voters, like, why, right? Why'd you vote Hurts Tier 2 compared to whatever? You ready for these, Hugh? These are pretty strong. Quote, the word is out there. If you run zero blitz against Hurts or show zero and back everyone out, he will panic. A defensive coach said, that has to change. They lose Jason Kelce, who handled the protections, basically did everything, and you bring in a coordinator who likes to drop back. It will be interesting. So that was the first quote. Second quote, if they can't run the ball, Hurts is not effective, a defensive coordinator said. He can't handle pure pass. When he got hurt and became immobile and they had to throw the ball, he showed what he was. I think they may have paid a guy that they are going to have a really good team around to win games. Hugh, your reaction to those, and those are both defensive coaches that are commenting these things.
This sounds like there's some truth to that. I mean, because when you look at it, they did put amassed a team around him. But I will say this, a little bit of pushback. I think he has grown as a quarterback. He's grown as a passer. Now, the thing that he's going to have to stop, which I know for a fact was his Achilles heel last year. There was a lot of talk about how teams that, when they played the Eagles, they blitzed them a lot. Even teams that didn't blitz a lot, blitzed them a lot. I know this for a fact. You know, this was told to me. Like, a lot of teams, when they did, it was a copycat situation. So he has to get better with that. The one thing that I've talked about on this show more than once was that if you beat it once or twice, they'll stop doing it. He's going to be tested right out the gate. When you talk about Green Bay, we've been talking about it in the Bray Joe all day long. They are going to blitz the high heck out of Jalen in this game. And if Jalen has a couple times where he beats the blitz, they'll stop doing it, and he'll never have to worry about it again. But that's what's going to happen in this game. It's not going to be easy. And Kellen Moore is going to have to be creative because another thing going into this, he's watched enough film to know his quarterback's strength and his weaknesses.
Sure.
And he also knows how teams are probably going to attack him. That's probably why, you know, when Vic Fangio talked about how Jalen come down and talked to him, he probably asked him flat out when he was in Miami, how did you attack us? And we knew you couldn't do this, that, and the third. Like, Jalen's not a dummy. He wants to learn and he wants to get better. That's why I'm kind of bullish. I'm really bullish on how I feel he's going to handle this. Going into this, knowing how he was played against last year and knowing what's being said about him this year, you got to be ready for that.
So you do. They have to be ready for it. So the first quote worries me more than the second quote. The second quote about they need to run the football, they should run it well. They still have a good offensive line. I think Becton will be a good run blocker. I think the pass will be more of a concern than the run blocking. They have Saquon. Like, they'll run the ball well, right? I don't think they're going to become a pure passing team. They'll run the ball enough to help Jalen. It was that first one, Kyle. The word is out there. If you run zero blitz against Hurts or show zero and back everyone out, he will panic. That's the one where he's got to change it. Otherwise, it's just going to keep happening.
So that, and I totally agree with you. Like, until he shows that he's capable of beating it, then that's what the book is. Like, you don't think defensive coordinator is just going to stop blitzing, like, if they know that that's an area of weakness for Hurts. And the one thing that I do have my eye on about Hurts this year, like that we saw last season, I'm still not convinced that this coaching staff was so moronic and oblivious that they didn't attempt to put anything in the offense that was going to counter a blitz. Like, I just refuse to believe that they just ignored that the entire time. I think there was more to that. I think it was something that, you know, Jalen was not able to do well or whatever. I mean, we had those comments from Dallas Goedert about the blitz beaters that they had. They just weren't able to get to. Now, that doesn't mean he can't or won't be working on it this offseason. Clearly, he had a desire to. He called freaking Wink Martindale at the end of last year to figure out how to do it. So, like, yeah, I mean, that's something that can improve. But until it does, and I think that's something that needs to improve from Jalen himself specifically, then that's just what they're going to do, and that's going to be the word about him.
Yeah, and that's why everyone keeps saying their weapons. Okay, I mean, I see that. I mean, I recognize how good these weapons are, but they got to be able to get them the ball, and that's on the quarterback and the protection. All right, Baldy this morning was on with the morning show. He was asked to group a group of quarterbacks, to rank the group here. Listen to this. Baldy comparing Jalen and some of the other young quarterbacks in the league.
Speaking of Jordan Love, I'm going to give you four quarterbacks. I want you to rank them for the next 10 years. Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, C.J. Stroud. Next 10 years, Hurts, Purdy, Love, Stroud. How do you rank them?
Wow, that's hard. I'd have to say C.J. 1, Purdy 2, and then Jalen and Jordan would compete for that third spot.
Tied for third. Yeah, interesting.
That is, I agree with Baldy. That is a challenging group to rank. Now, the next 10 years thing.
Brock Purdy, too?
He put him, too. He went Stroud, Purdy, and then Hurts and Love tied at 3. Oh, no, here we go.
Small sampling size. Interesting.
Don't they all have a small sample size?
Well, two of them have a much bigger sample size than the other
Purdy
two.
Purdy has a larger sample size than Love and Stroud. He played the year before as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Hurts has the largest sample size.
I think the marriage with the quarterback and the coach, though, with CJ is tremendous, though. I really like that. I really like that a lot. Coach Ryan's, he's not that far removed from the game. I think that's a good pairing right there.
So I think the 10 years thing by Joe was made it harder.
Yeah.
Because of all of them, Jalen's the one whose body, I'm not sure how Jalen's body handles the next 10 years.
Yeah, I think that's probably how he did it. Like, the guy who potentially is on the decline or will be on the decline, yeah.
Like, Stroud doesn't move much. Love moves to buy time, but he's not a runner. And Purdy, the same thing. So, like, I mean, they should probably not decline physically as much as Hurts could.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
5 years is a more challenging question.
Sure. And I obviously have great respect for Baldy's football knowledge, but he, like many others,
here we go,
are suffering from Brock Purdy derangement syndrome.
Have you ever thought maybe you're the one that's suffering from this?
No.
Everyone
I have the
else
right of this.
Is crazy,
yes,
except me.
They are.
Crazy,
and you're all going to see.
Deranged.
And I can't wait until we all find out the truth about Brock Purdy, that he's the luckiest quarterback in the NFL. So the Stroud thing, I agree with. I think Stroud is going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. That rookie season he just had was undeniable to me. I don't think I am taking Jalen Hurts over Jordan Love every day of the week. I have not seen nearly enough from Jordan Love. He had a great, it was great, half of a season.
Yeah, and then two playoff games. But you're right, 10 games.
Jalen Hurts has won a lot of games in the NFL.
I know.
And he's gone deep. I mean, he's went toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. I don't know. I think if I had to put my money down, I would take Jalen Hurts over Jordan Love. But yeah, I mean, we got to stop with the Brock Purdy stuff. Can't do it.
To be fair, and I think your point on Love is fair. He's only done it for half a season. He had a more impressive playoff run than Stroud.
No, he did.
He blew the doors off the Cowboys. Yep. And then they were up in San Francisco.
Right, right.
Meanwhile, Stroud, they never had a chance in Baltimore.
No, I've just seen a full season of C.J. Stroud.
I know.
And I haven't from Jordan
Love.
Well,
if you're upset about the Love Hurts stuff, just get ready for all next week. That's going to lead into the game.
And we're going to dust Green Bay.
Dust?
Mm-hmm.
2.5-point favorites now.
I got 3.5.
I want to bet at your book. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We'll come back. Your phone calls here. Eagles, more likely to miss the playoffs or win the Super Bowl here. Did Taijuan Walker actually deserve another chance? And We got to talk about what happened with the Cowboys yesterday. Jerry Jones, what he said, and they did finally do it. They re-signed CeeDee Lamb. We'll talk about what it means for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up about 20 minutes, say how you can win a four-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel September 5th through the 8th. Don't change the dial. 20 minutes from now, I'll tell you how you could win that prize. All right, so before we go back to the phone lines here, Hugh, on all things Eagles, and you can react to the Phillies' win last night in Taiwan, getting one more shot here coming up on Wednesday. Yesterday, we spoke a lot about the Cowboys. They were dismissing them, their weird, crazy offseason. Well, they did make the move yesterday. They finally re-signed CeeDee Lamb. Did you see how much money CeeDee got?
Got like 130-something, right?
Yeah.
100 million guaranteed.
Four years, 136, 100 guaranteed. I believe A.J. Brown's guarantees were in the 50 million range. I think Devontae's were in the $30 million range. It's just, look, CeeDee's a there it is. CeeDee's a great player. Obviously, the Cowboys needed to keep him. But it just, this like hit me like, man, Howie's always ahead of this stuff. And the Cowboys, you are always behind on this stuff.
Yeah, but what happened yesterday was the best kind of apology that you could ever have in life. It's a financial apology.
And it was an expensive one.
Yes.
Did she do anything for us?
It was $100 million. Guaranteed financial apology. Somebody need to apologize to me for 100.
That's not happening. You need to apologize to the city of Jacksonville.
I'm just saying, $25 million.
They would agree down there. Yeah.
No, they wouldn't. I gave them three sacks. They just had to prorate them.
I mean, what are we paying for?
Prorate.
You gave them three sacks.
Gave them three of them. If they'd have let me play the way that I want to play, it probably would have been more. But I prorated them. They prorated them.
Yeah. I might put up a poll. Should you apologize to the city of Jacksonville?
No, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
I mean, they did fire him on live television.
I got fired. That was a good trade-off. Good trade-off.
All right, so Jerry Jones makes that move yesterday. I don't think it changes much season. I expected CeeDee to play. Now, I think the Dak thing actually is going to hover over their season more.
Dak about to get more bread than that.
But I don't know if they're going to do it till the offseason. I think this hovers.
They got to wait to see what that NFL money going to look like.
And if I'm Dak, I'm going to wait. Like, if he gets to free agency, it's a bidding war. Right now, whatever they're offering him, I don't know, $55-$60 a year. That's the offer. But if he gets to free agency, well, I don't know. Like, pick a team, the Raiders or someone. Like, a team that hasn't had a quarterback in forever. They might just throw 80 at him.
Yeah, he about to get paid.
Yeah, I wouldn't sign if I was him.
Can I give you a Howie take?
Yeah.
Howie Roseman should have a job for life. For as long as he wants to have the Eagles GM job.
Why?
Howie Roseman should have it.
Because of stuff
the
like this.
He's the best general manager we've ever had. Best general manager in the city. Like, he is... Say what you want about him. He has his flaws. He is always, 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 always trying to keep the Eagles in contention. And he can't ask for much more.
And we'll never have a situation where they have a player as good as Lamb, like A.J. Brown, right? And it gets to the point where...
It gets crazy.
We'll never have a general manager in the city as good as Howie Roseman. He should have a job with the Eagles for as long as he wants
to. Well, he's the top GM. I mean, he is. He's the top GM right now. And Dabrowski's, you know, got a Hall of Fame track record. But still, Howie is. I believe Howie's going to end up in Canton. I felt this during the 22 run when it was like, man, he did it again. What a brand new team. Another guy that's for Canton, but probably for different reasons than his skill as a GM, is Jerry Jones. Did you see these quotes from Jerry Jones yesterday?
Ooh, no, read them to me.
Well, he's on the. You've been saying it. He's on the verge of getting himself canceled. Jerry,
yeah, careful now.
Yeah, all right. I'll be careful so I don't get myself canceled. All right. So here's Jerry Jones yesterday. He was speaking to Clarence Hill down in Dallas. Or here, ready for this? He was talking about how good he is as a GM. Quote: "Plus, I'm where the buck stops." He said, "When it bleeps up, I gotta cover it." And so there, you can't give anybody enough. Can't give. There's nobody can do it. The reason I don't let somebody else be the GM is because I don't have anybody that I will let actually do it right, and they're going to have to come to me because I know where it is that you're going to pay for it. So Jerry Jones basically saying he'll never let anyone else run the team because he's the only one that can run the Cowboys.
He knows where he is. I don't understand what he's saying when he say he knows where he is.
It's a lot more confusing in the writing.
Because I know where it is that you're going to pay for it.
Yeah,
I mean,
pay for
the bottom line. Okay, well, okay.
What are we paying for?
So there's another line to the quote that might actually bring it all together. Ready? Quote, "I'm emotional about it sometimes." This is about that they haven't won in a while. "Well, running this thing, that's who I want to make the last call. Now, when I can't bleep and think, when I'm old and I can't even do it, .. But I'm a long way from not being able to do it too." Jerry, this is me editorializing. I don't know how far you're away from that, actually.
I want to know what he's talking about, where he know where what is. What do you know where it is?
The line was, and they're going to have to come to me because I know where it is that you're going to pay for it.
Mm.
Pay for what?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, because you see where I'm going with this, because I feel like he probably forgot where he was.
I think he often does.
And he was like, I know where to go to pay for it. Pay for what, Jerry? I ought to ask him, pay for what?
I'm looking at a threesome.
Now you feel me, because that was a weird way to say it. I mean, I'm not trying to insinuate anything, but it's like, okay, what are we paying for?
Well, what I got out of it is
for service, like CD Lamb services?
Well, hopefully not.
His
services on the field.
He also said there's nobody living out there cutting and shooting that can't give a bunch of times they busted their ass. So hell no, there's nobody that could bleep to come in here and do all the contracts
it's coming.
And be a GM any better than I can.
That's not a vote of confidence in his son, Stephen Jones, who is in line to take over.
No, what's happening is this. You know how when they say, what's the phrase? When your worlds collide, like your present and your past, they start to run together. That's where Jerry is right now.
It's not a good place.
It's not a good place to be because Jerry grew up in a tumultuous time. Jerry's going to have a moment. It's just a matter of time. He grew up in a tumultuous time. It is just ain't nothing but a matter of time.
So you say his head and his mind might transport back to a different time in America?
They're about the 60s. I'm thinking about the 60s era. Like,
is he going to you people somebody?
Oh, it's going to be so bad. Can't you see it? No, listen. Al Davis did something similar. Like, he had, like I remember Derek was out there, not throwing Derek under the bus or anything. But he used to say, Al was different. Al Davis was different back in the day. So, yeah, it's coming. It's definitely coming.
Yeah, so I remember reading a book about Al once, and I think he was almost an equal opportunistic. He would say things.
Clean it up.
He would say things. He would like every player and coach would get, he would say things.
Yeah, he would offend. He was an equal opportunity offender.
Right, so it didn't come off as any one particular group.
Yeah,
was
like
offended.
A group of people.
Yeah, but
he offended everybody.
Everyone. If you were on that team, he would get you. 215-592-9400. Let's go back to the phone lines here, talking about Phillies, Eagles, and where are you come down on this? Are the Eagles more likely to miss the playoffs or win the Super Bowl? An astonishing number of people today are with Hugh Douglas on this, that they're more likely to win the Super Bowl.
Why are you surprised, Joe?
Because it's harder to win the Super Bowl than just to miss the playoffs.
Why are you yelling? I'm just trying to, listen, Joe, I'm trying to get you on our page.
I know.
Obviously, we've found something special in what this is, and we understand it. We're just trying to get you to understand it now.
I'm trying to get you guys to see the reality, but no one wants to do it. Lance is back up. What's up, Lance?
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing today, fellas?
What's going
good,
on, Lance?
Lance? What's up?
Good. I'm actually on the other side. I'm not on the other side. Like, I don't think that we're going to make the Super Bowl. I just think that only one team on our side can make the Super Bowl, right? And it's too many things that's going against us right now. Like, everybody's saying all this positive, but we also get to forget that this is another new system that Jalen's going to be in. This is another thing that he has to relearn, and we go through the whole process with new members on the other side, hopefully backing him up, which is on defense. And I am betting you, I'm very surprised. I believe defense wins games because we've seen in the Super Bowl that defense definitely loses games.
Tell him, Lance. Tell him.
So with that being the case, if we're not prepared on defense correctly, now I'm not saying Vic ain't going to have us prepared and everything, but it's a lot of new components. And, Hugh, I'm going to have to talk to you. The fact that you downing my man Kelce like that, like, my man, he is why Jalen has been safe the way he's been safe the whole time, in my opinion. I mean, I hope Cam don't get bulldogged over. I mean, bull rushed over because it's not going to be good. But definitely defense is what's most important. I mean, of course, offense, you got to put the points up. But if we can't stop him, then what?
Wait a minute. I'm stuck on the – how I'm dogging Kelce. I got stuck on a few point components that you made.
You kind of poo-pooing the loss.
See, no, I didn't. I'm saying, listen, the center is a important piece.
Yeah.
But when I think about this team, I don't think that us losing the center is going to be the reason why we're not good.
Is the center a luxury, too?
In this situation, yes.
Oh, to have a
Hall of Fame
center,
Joe's about to stand up.
No, to have a Hall of Fame center is a luxury in this situation, yes. Yes, it is. He's that. I cannot take that away from him. But when you sit here and tell me that when you say the zero sum of the Eagles rest upon Jason Kelce setting the protection and the success of the team, I can't buy that. I'm sorry.
Can I ask you a question, Hugh?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? when it comes down to defense, right? When that quarterback hiked the ball, what is the worst section like on Jalen? If you go straight down the middle at him, straight down the middle, isn't he more so going to panic and have a harder time if you get in right in the middle instead of coming on the sides on him?
The defensive player. You're talking about, you mean the shortest distance between the quarterback is a straight line.
Pressure.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
Pressure.
Yeah,
I always felt Brady, Lance, when he didn't struggle often. When he struggled, it was pressure up the middle.
But, Lance, I'll tell you one thing that I knew, though, for a fact. The center in any offensive line is the weakest component of that offensive line because he's the smallest, correct? And he's the one that gets, regardless of what it is, he has the ability to get the most help out of anybody. Now, we've had a good center. But, hell, I played with Hank Fraley. Hank Fraley was the most athletically gifted person on the planet, and he did pretty well. He got us to the Super Bowl. So when you sit here and tell me that, you know, the end-all to be-all for this team to be successful is Jason Kelce, I'm sorry. I give Jason Kelce all the love on the planet for what he's done, but I'm sorry. I don't buy that.
I said I'm surprised at what you said.
Why would you be surprised? Because I just said it again. No, Lance. I'm saying I just said it again. Why are you surprised? I just said it again.
Yeah. I thought you would have more care for a fellow Hall of Famer. That's all.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for
good
Jason
call, Lance.
And his brother. Hell, they just got paid
$100 million for that podcast.
A hundred of them things. No, it's not that, man. See, this is where. You people, I got to get y'all right
now,
with you.
This is unbelievable.
Wait a minute. I'm not Jerry Jones in this thing.
So what are the Kelce people?
No.
The people that are afraid about losing a Hall of Famer?
When I mention and evoke certain individuals' names, I always give them respect that they deserve. Like Nick Foles. Like you get mad when I spit you the facts about Nick Foles, you get mad. And when I spit facts about Jason, you get mad.
These aren't
y'all
facts.
Need to stop doing that. Y'all folks need to stop. I'm not disrespecting neither two of those guys.
A little bit.
Because I know how important and significant. See, Joe, you get this thing started. I know how important and significant they are to the lexicon of this Philly football.
Oh, you went lexicon
fanaticism. Yeah, I'm trying to. It's football season. I'm trying to.
The IQ just
you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to get these words out and say them the right way.
Can I bring it back as simple as possible?
Yes.
Okay. Imagine you have a room of people and they can't figure out the test, right? There's the question they have to figure out that's like a group project.
Yes.
You take the smartest person out of that room with the most experience.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone or she's gone.
Jason.
And then you come back again and you say, we got it this time. Isn't it fair for me to question, like, he called the protections and they couldn't handle the blitz. And that for most of his time here, they handled it well. Last year, whatever happened. And now I'm supposed to expect it all to just get better. I don't know. Maybe it's not.
And again, not disrespecting him. But can I say, like, the guy that Jason Kelce started out as is not the guy that we love and revere now, right?
That's fine, but they're missing 2023, Kelce. Like, you're right, he wasn't a Hall of Famer in 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014.
So he had to grow into that point. He worked his butt off to do that.
I agree.
Which I totally respect. Everything he's ever done, he's worked his butt off to do. You have to give somebody else that opportunity.
I'm with you, and guess what? The 2025 and 2026 Eagles with Cam Jurgens may have a great chance. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about the 2024 Eagles.
The 2024 Eagles. Okay, right now, and I know it's going to be hard for some of y'all, but is Cam Jurgens a better athlete right now than Jason Kelce was when he started at that position?
Yes. But the 2012 Eagles didn't win anything. And
no,
the 2013 Eagles.
But the point
14.
That I'm making is this, is that Athletically, Cam Jurgens puts us in a better spot now than Jason Kelce did when he started, and he's going to get better. And the thing that the reason why I feel so strongly about this offensive line is not going to be that bad. Jason Kelce in the building every day. Jason Kelce has a lot. Jason Kelce is a coach. Jason Kelce is not going to let this team fail like that because he's going to impart all of his wisdom to Cam to allow him to see some of the and play and do some of the nuanced things that Kelce did when he played.
I think what you're saying is fair, and I actually think we probably should have higher hopes for Jurgens, and maybe he could be great too.
Yeah.
Kyle, you might remember this when they drafted Jurgens. I think I don't know if it was Kelce or Howie. They had some sort of like Favre to Rodgers comp, right? Like, they thought it could be that. That could happen. Like, Cam Jurgens could end up being a great center. But if we're using the Packers thing, right? When Favre left, Aaron Rodgers, I think he went 6-10 his first year. Then he became a Hall of Famer. When Aaron Rodgers left, Jordan Love took a half a season before he got good. Then he got good. Like, Cam Jurgens could be good.
Yeah.
Is he going to be great next Friday night? I don't think so.
I look at it like this, Joe.
I don't think so.
Again. When you know that you potentially have holes, because I'll be honest with you. Mekhi Becton, not too excited about that tall ass 6'7". I'm not too excited about that. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not too excited about that because
I
think about it.
Is he too big to play guard?
I look at it like this. Because look at most of the D tackles he played. Look at Aaron Donald.
Tiny.
Look at the little guys. Like Hollis. Like, most of them guys that are smaller, they get be underneath you and they drive you back to the quarterback. That's not something that I'm excited about. But the thing that I do know for a fact is being a former defensive lineman, when you have a team that can get after the quarterback, like potentially Green Bay can, because we all talk about the pass rush and everything, your game plan is to get the ball out of your hands quickly. And I feel like we have enough talent so that that's not going to be as a big a deal as you think it's going to be, and picking up the blitz, because you're going to have some blitz beaters in there where you just, like, 1-2-3 throw. It might be, like, pull up and just throw the ball, like, to receivers that can do that. You know, skinny Batman and big Batman, you catch them on a quick slant, it's bye-bye, especially if you're in zero coverage, bye-bye. But you have to be able to see that, and you have to be able to identify that. And to be honest, if Jalen does that, and you know what the funny thing about it, Joe, he only got to do it once. Because I guarantee you, if he does it one time and they beat them when they're in a zero blitz and they beat them on a quick slant, they ain't running that no more.
Well, you're right about that. It would change the way defenses play them if they adjust to it. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 5 minutes, I'll tell you how you could win a 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Hotel coming up September 5th through the 8th. Ron and Monco has the plan for Taiwan Walker. What's up, Ron?
Oh, my God.
You're right,
Ron. What's going on, man?
8 minutes and 30 seconds of total blowvation.
It's actually 24 hours, 7 days a week on WIP.
Is that how you describe all of your phone calls combined, Ron?
Anyway, Hugh, let me tell you, when it comes to the finances of the contract and the realities of the contract and the money end of it, you're tops. You're on top, dude. I mean, you're there because, you know, people like me and you know it's about money.
Okay? Tell them again.
Right. Well, you can't talk to them. They're pom-pom shakers, dude. You can't talk to them kind.
The pom-pom shakers? You guys are carrying water for Middleton. I don't care about his wallet. I'm trying to win baseball games.
I'm not carrying water for Middleton. Are you kidding me? Are you out of your mind? Listen, I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm doing. If I'm GM, if I'm Dombrowski, okay? Now, of course, I don't have the contract in my hands, okay? But I'll tell you what I'm doing, okay? He's got this year and two more years?
Yes.
Okay, it's simple. He's going down to the minors. He's going to the most uncomfortable place that I can put him, okay? He is going to he's going to play winter ball in the most uncomfortable place that I can assign him. And once I get that in motion, I'm going to call his agent, and I'm going to say, "Hey, this is where he's going to be, and this is where he's going to stay."
All right, let me ask you this, Ron: as a veteran with 5 years of major league service, he has to consent to a trip to the minor league. So when he says no, what do?
Well, that's a toughie. See, like I said, I don't have his contract.
What happened to your genius plan, Ron?
I am going to make him uncomfortable. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make him uncomfortable, and I'm going to try to get to negotiate him out of here on his contract by whatever means I need to do it.
I mean, Ron, I'm for it. If we could send Taiwan to the minors, I just think him and his agent would say no.
Everybody's talking about how great Dombrowski is. Well, you know, weave me something, dude. You know, do something. You know, because you need that roster spot for the rest of the season, and you need for the playoffs. You can't have nothing on the roster. You can't.
I agree. I've been trying to tell Hugh that, and he's giving me the contract nonsense. Like
and
you.
Joe, listen.
I'm just keeping
Joe,
it a bean, dog.
Listen, Joe, hey, you, I forgot. Listen, you're excellent about that, but we got to work on the Hughes Clues thing, and we got to work on our, you know, we got to work on our analogy.
It goes a little over Ron's head.
Look, let's tighten it up a little bit, Hugh. Come on.
A little bit. Okay. Yeah. But you got to admit, that first clue on Hughes Clues.
No, that was fire.
Awesome. This was a good one.
I thought I had it, you know, today, but I didn't. I missed a clue. But anyway, Joe, listen. I highly recommend, you know, because I have such a problem with the birds right now. You know, Thorazine, dude.
No, okay? Not a problem. 10 and 7.
And just take a pill and relax, dude.
I am
okay?
relaxed. I'm content. They're going to win 10 football games. I wish they'd win more, but I'm content in my prediction. They're going to win 10 football games. You guys are the ones that need a little.
Thorazine is pretty powerful.
Yeah, I think when I hear people saying 13 at the bare minimum, as if every year 5 or 6 teams just win 13 games.
We're the Eagles. We're gonna run off 13 wins, man. We can do that. That's easy.
Easy?
Yeah. I mean, let me look at the schedule.
Oh, okay. You got me. You can pull it up.
Let me look at the schedule again.
Tell me how many wins you come up with right now. You know what I'm pulling up here? How many times in Eagles history have they won 13 games? We say this like as if it's like, whatever, just we'll get 13 this year. You ready for this? In the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, and it's been a long history, Hugh Douglas, you know how many times they've won 13 games?
4 times.
3. You were on one of those teams.
I know. I knew I was trying. I knew I was on one of them.
3 times ever. Now, I recognize there's an extra game now, right? There's 17. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, 13 might be the old 12, depending on how you view the 17-game schedule. But still, 13 is a big number. They did it in 2004, 17, and 22. Now, when they win 13 games, that means a Super Bowl trip every single time. Have you pulled up the schedule here? What do you got?
I'm looking at the schedule. I have them losing the first game in Brazil.
So then you have them reeling off 13 of the final 16.
I got to be consistent. I have to be consistent,
no,
and
you don't.
I had them. And I had them losing the first game.
Okay.
Got them beating the Falcons. I think I had them beating the Saints. I think I had them beating the Bucks.
So that's 3-1.
I don't know if I had them beating the Browns. They beat the brakes off the Giants. The Bengals.
And so you got 2 losses now, or what's the Browns one? Because you're not sure on that one.
I'm gonna say they beat the Browns.
Okay, so you got the Bengals lost, Packers lost. That's 2.
No, I think the Bengals, they lose. Yeah, the Bengals lost. They lose to the Bengals.
So you got 2 losses through the middle of October.
The Jaguars, they beat the Jaguars.
Okay.
The first one, they lose to the Cowboys.
That's 3 losses. You only got 1 more.
And
you're out after 1 more.
Okay. The Ravens.
So beating the Rams in L.A.?
Yes.
Okay. So they're running the table after that Ravens game.
Yeah, they're going to run the table. They got the Panthers, the Steelers, the Commodores, the Cowboys, and the Giants. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Hold on. Your Panthers, Hugh.
They're not my Panthers anymore.
What a difference a year makes. All right, by the way, we got a big prize to give away right now. We got a 4-pack to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino, September 5th through the 8th. All right, caller number 3 to 215-988-1258. Call number 3, 215-988-1258 wins those tickets right now. We'll get to your phone calls. Eagles, more likely to win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. We'll update you on the Phillies' magic number for the NLAs and how close are they to clinching a playoff spot. That's coming up next. This is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up about 20 minutes. Say how you can win a 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel, September 5th through the 8th. Don't change the dial. 20 minutes from now, I'll tell you how you could win that prize. All right, so before we go back to the phone lines here, Hugh, on all things Eagles, and you can react to the Phillies' win last night in Taiwan, getting one more shot here coming up on Wednesday. Yesterday, we spoke a lot about the Cowboys. They were dismissing them, their weird, crazy offseason. Well, they did make the move yesterday. They finally re-signed CeeDee Lamb. Did you see how much money CeeDee got?
Got like 130-something, right?
Yeah.
100 million guaranteed.
4 years, 136, 100 guaranteed. I believe A.J. Brown's guarantees were in the 50 million range. I think Devontae's were in the $30 million range. It's just, look, CeeDee's a great player. Obviously, the Cowboys needed to keep him. But it just, this like hit me like, man, Howie's always ahead of this stuff. And the Cowboys, you are always behind on this stuff.
Yeah. But what happened yesterday was the best kind of apology that you could ever have in life. It's a financial apology.
And it was an expensive one.
Yes.
Did she do anything for us?
It was a $100 million guaranteed financial apology. Somebody need to apologize to me for $100.
Absolutely.
I don't even need $100 million.
You need to apologize to the city of Jacksonville.
I'm just saying, $25 million.
They would agree down there, yeah.
No, they wouldn't. I gave them 3 sacks. They just had to prorate them.
I mean, what are we paying for?
Prorate.
You gave them 3 sacks?
Gave them 3 of them. If they'd have let me play the way that I want to play, it probably would have been more, but I prorated them. They prorated them.
Yeah. I might put up a poll. Should you apologize to the city of Jacksonville?
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
I mean, they did fire him on live television.
I got fired. That was a good trade-off. Good trade-off.
All right, so Jerry Jones makes that move yesterday. I don't think it changes much. He said, I expected CeeDee to play. Now, I think the Dak thing actually is going to hover over their season more.
Dak about to get more bread than that.
But I don't know if they're going to do it till the offseason. I think this hovers.
They got to wait to see what that NFL money going to look like.
And if I'm Dak, I'm going to wait. Like, if he gets to free agency, it's a bidding war. Right now, whatever they're offering him, I don't know, $55-$60 a year, that's the offer. But if he gets to free agency, well, I don't know. Like, pick a team, the Raiders or someone, like a team that hasn't had a quarterback in forever. They might just throw 80 at him.
Yeah, he about to get paid.
Yeah, I wouldn't sign if I was him.
Can I give you a Howie take?
Yeah.
Howie Roseman should have a job for life, for as long as he wants to have the Eagles GM job.
Why?
Howie Roseman should have it.
Because of stuff like this.
He's the best general manager we've ever had. Best general manager in the city. Like, he is. Say what you want about him. He has his flaws. He is always, 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 always trying to keep the Eagles in contention.
And
you can't ask for much more.
And never have a situation where they have a player as good as Lamb, like A.J. Brown, right? And it gets to the point where
it gets crazy.
We'll never have a general manager in the city as good as Howie Roseman. He should have a job with the Eagles for as long as he wants
to. Well, he's the top GM. I mean, he is. He's the top GM right now. And Dabrowski's, got a Hall of Fame track record. But still, Howie is. I believe Howie's going to end up in Canton. I felt this during the 22 run when it was like, man, he did it again. What a brand new team. Another guy that's for Canton, but probably for different reasons than his skill as a GM, is Jerry Jones. Did you see these quotes from Jerry Jones yesterday?
Ooh, no, read them to me.
All right, well, he's on the. You've been saying it. He's on the verge of getting himself canceled.
Jerry's, yeah, careful now.
Yeah, all right. I'll be careful so I don't get myself canceled. All right, so here's Jerry Jones yesterday. He was speaking to Clarence Hill down in Dallas. Or here, ready for this? He was talking about how good he is as a GM. Quote, plus, I'm where the buck stops, he said. When it bleeps up, I got to cover it. And so there, you can't give anybody enough, can't give. There's nobody can do it. The reason I don't let somebody else be the GM is because I don't have anybody that I will let actually do it right, and they're going to have to come to me because I know where it is that you're going to pay for it. So Jerry Jones basically saying he'll never let anyone else run the team because he's the only one that
he
can run the Cowboys.
Where he is. I don't understand what he's saying when he say he knows where he is.
It's a lot more confusing in the writing.
Because I know where it is that you're going to pay for it.
Yeah,
I mean,
pay for
the
what?
Bottom line. Okay, well, okay.
What are we paying for?
So there's another line to the quote that might actually bring it all together. Ready? Quote, I'm emotional about it sometimes. This is about that they haven't won in a while. Well, running this thing, that's who I want to make the last call. Now, when I can't bleep and think, when I'm old and I can't even do it, .. But I'm a long way from not being able to do it too. Jerry, this is me editorializing. I don't know how far you're away from that, actually.
I want to know what he's talking about, where he know where what is. What do you know where it is?
The line was, and they're going to have to come to me because I know where it is that you're going to pay for it.
Mm.
Pay for what?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, because you see where I'm going with this, because I feel like he probably forgot where he was.
I think he often does.
And he was like, I know where to go to pay for it. Pay for what, Jerry? I ought to ask him, pay for what?
I'm looking at a threesome.
Now you feel me, because that was a weird way to say it. I mean, I'm not trying to insinuate anything, but it's like, okay, what are we paying for?
Well, what I got out of it is
for service, like CeeDee Lamb services?
Well, hopefully not.
His
services on the field.
He also said there's nobody living out there cutting and shooting that can't give a bunch of times they busted their ass. So hell no, there's nobody that could bleep to come in here and do all the contracts and be a GM any better than I can.
That's not a vote of confidence in his son, Stephen Jones, who is in line to take over.
No, what's happening is this. You know how when they say What's the phrase when your worlds collide, like your present and your past, yeah. They start to run together? That's where Jerry is right now.
It's not a good place.
It's not a good place to be because Jerry grew up in a tumultuous time. Jerry's going to have a moment. It's just a matter of time. He grew up in a tumultuous time. It is just it ain't nothing but a matter of time.
So you say his head and his mind might transport back to a different time in America?
They're about the 60s. I'm thinking about the 60s era. Like,
is he going to you people saying, somebody?
Oh, it's going to be so bad. Can't you see it? No, listen. Al Davis did something similar. Like he had, like I remember Derek was out there, not throwing Derek under the bus or anything. But he used to say Al was different. Al Davis was different back in the day. So, yeah, it's coming. It's definitely coming.
Yeah, so I remember reading a book about Al once, and I think he was almost an equal opportunistic. He would say things.
Clean it up.
He would say things. He would like every player and coach would he would say things.
Yeah, he would offend. He was an equal opportunity offender.
Right, so it didn't come off as any one particular group was offended.
Yeah, like a group of people.
Yeah, but he
offended everybody.
Everyone. If you were on that team, he would get you. 215-592-9400. Let's go back to the phone lines here, talking about Phillies, Eagles, and where are you come down on this? Are the Eagles more likely to miss the playoffs or win the Super Bowl? An astonishing number of people today are with Hugh Douglas on this, that they're more likely to win the Super Bowl.
Why are you surprised, Joe?
Because it's harder to win the Super Bowl than just to miss the playoffs.
Why are you yelling? I'm just trying to – listen, Joe, I'm trying to get you on our page.
I know.
Obviously, we've found something special in what this is, and we understand it. We're just trying to get you to understand it now.
Well, I'm trying to get you guys to see the reality, but no one wants to do it. Lance is back up. What's up, Lance?
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing today, fellas?
What's going
good,
on, Lance?
What's up?
Good. I'm actually on the other side. And I'm not on the other side. Like, I don't think that we're going to make the Super Bowl. I just think that only one team on our side can make the Super Bowl, right? And it's too many things that's going against us right now. Like, everybody's saying all this positive, but we also get to forget that this is another new system that Jalen's going to be in. This is another thing that he has to relearn and re-go through the whole process with new members on the other side, hopefully backing him up, which is on defense. And I am betting you, I'm very surprised. I believe defense wins games because we've seen in the Super Bowl that defense definitely loses games.
Tell him, Lance. Tell him.
So with that being the case, if we're not prepared on defense correctly, now I'm not saying Vic ain't going to have us prepared and everything, but it's a lot of new components. And, Hugh, I'm going to have to talk to you. The fact that you downing my man Kelce like that, like, my man, he is why Jalen has been safe the way he's been safe the whole time, in my opinion. I mean, I hope Cam don't get bulldogged over. I mean, bull rushed over because it's not going to be good. But definitely defense is what's most important. I mean, of course, offense, you got to put the points up. But if we can't stop him, then what?
How, wait a minute. I'm stuck on the – how I'm dogging Kelce. I got stuck on a few point components that you made.
You kind of poo-pooing the loss.
See, no, I didn't. I'm saying, listen, the center is a important piece.
Yeah.
But when I think about this team, I don't think that us losing the center is going to be the reason why we're not good.
Is the center a luxury, too?
In this situation, yes.
Oh, to have a Hall of Fame center, yes.
Joe's about to stand up.
No, to have a Hall of Fame center is a luxury in this situation, yes. Yes, it is. He's that. I cannot take that away from you. But when you sit here and tell me that when you say the zero sum of the Eagles rest upon Jason Kelce setting the protection and the success of the team, I can't buy that. I'm sorry.
Can I ask you a question, Hugh?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? When it comes down to defense, right? When that quarterback hiked the ball, what is the worst section like on Jalen, if you go straight down the middle at him, straight down the middle, isn't he more so going to panic and have a harder time if you get in right in the middle of stuff coming on the sides on him? The defensive player.
When you're talking about, you mean the shortest distance between the quarterback is a straight line.
Pressure.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
Pressure.
Yeah, right.
I always felt Brady, Lance, when he didn't struggle often. When he struggled, it was pressure up.
But
the
Lance,
middle.
I'll tell you one thing that I knew though for a fact: the center in any offensive line is the weakest component of that offensive line because he's the smallest, correct? And he's the one that gets, regardless of what it is, he has the ability to get the most help out of anybody. Now, we've had a good center, but hell, I played with Hank Fraley. Hank Fraley was the most athletically gifted person on the planet, and he did pretty well. He got us to the Super Bowl. So when you sit here and tell me that, you know, the end all to be all for this team to be successful is Jason Kelce. I'm sorry. I give Jason Kelce all the love on the planet for what he's done, but I'm sorry. I don't buy that. Don't buy that.
I say I'm surprised at what you said.
Why would you be surprised? Because I just said it again. No, Lance, I'm saying I just said it again. Why are you surprised? I just said it again.
Yeah. I thought you had more care for a fellow Hall of Famer. That's all.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for
good
Jason
call, Lance.
And his brother. Hell, they just got paid
$100 million for that podcast.
A hundred of them things. No, it's not that, man. See, this is where you people. I gotta get y'all right.
This is unbelievable.
Wait a minute. I'm not Jerry Jones in this thing.
So what are the Kelce people?
No,
the people that are afraid about losing a Hall of Famer.
When I mention and evoke certain individuals' name, I always give them respect that they deserve. Like Nick Foles. Like, you get mad when I spit you the facts about Nick Foles. You get mad. And when I spit facts about Jason, you get mad.
These aren't
y'all
facts.
Need to stop doing that. Y'all folks need to stop. I'm not disrespecting neither two of those guys.
A little bit.
Because I know how important and significant. See, Joe, you get this thing started. I know how important and significant they are to the lexicon of this Philly football.
Oh, you went lexicon.
Yeah, I'm trying to it's football season. I'm trying
the
to
IQ just skyrocket.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get these words out and say them the right way.
Bring it back as simple as possible?
Yes.
Okay. Imagine you have a room of people and they can't figure out the test, right? There's the question they have to figure out that's like a group project.
Yes.
You take the smartest person out of that room with the most experience.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone or she's gone.
Jason.
And then you come back again and you say, "We got it this time." Isn't it fair for me to question, like, he called the protections and they couldn't handle the blitz? And that for most of his time here, they handled it well. Last year, whatever happened. And now I'm supposed to expect it all to just get better. I don't know. Maybe it's not.
And again, not disrespecting him, but can I say, like, the guy that Jason Kelce started out as is not the guy that we love and revere now, right?
That's fine, but they're missing 2023, Kelce. Like, you're right, he wasn't a Hall of Famer in 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014.
So he had to grow into that point. He worked his butt off
to
do that.
I agree.
Which I totally respect. Everything he's ever done, he's worked his butt off to do. You have to give somebody else that opportunity.
I'm with you, and guess what? The 2025 and 2026 Eagles with Cam Jurgens may have a great chance. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about the 2024 Eagles.
And the 2024 Eagles. Okay, right now, and I know it's going to be hard for some of y'all, but is Cam Jurgens a better athlete right now than Jason Kelce was when he started at that position?
Yes. But the 2012 Eagles didn't win anything.
The point that I'm making is that Athletically, Cam Jurgens puts us in a better spot now than Jason Kelce did when he started, and he's going to get better. And the thing that the reason why I feel so strongly about this offensive line is not going to be that bad. Jason Kelce in the building every day. Jason Kelce has a lot. Jason Kelce is a coach. Jason Kelce is not going to let this team fail like that, because he's going to impart all of his wisdom to Cam to allow him to see some of the and play and do some of the nuanced things that Kelce did when he played.
I think what you're saying is fair, and I actually think we probably should have higher hopes for Jurgens, and maybe he could be great too. Kyle, you might remember this. When they drafted Jurgens, I think, I don't know if it was Kelce or Howie, they had some sort of like Favre to Rodgers comp, right? Like, they thought it could be that. That could happen. Like, Cam Jurgens could end up being a great center, but if we're using the Packers thing, right? When Favre left, Aaron Rodgers, I think he went 6-10 his first year. Then he became a Hall of Famer. When Aaron Rodgers left, Jordan Love took a half a season before he got good. Then he got good. Like, Cam Jurgens could be good.
Yeah.
Is he going to be great next Friday night?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I look at it like this, Joe.
I don't think so.
Again, when you know that you potentially have holes, because I'll be honest with you, Mekhi Becton, not too excited about that tall-ass 6'7". I'm not too excited about that. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not too excited about that because I think about it.
Is he too big to play guard?
I look at it like this. Because look at most of the D tackles he played. Look at Aaron Donald.
Tiny.
Look at the little guys. Like Hollis. Like, most of them guys that are smaller, they get be underneath you and they drive you back to the quarterback. That's not that's not something that I'm excited about. But the thing that I do know for a fact is being a former defensive lineman, when you have a team that can get after the quarterback, like potentially Green Bay can, because we all talk about the pass rush and everything, your game plan is to get the ball out of your hands quickly. And I feel like we have enough talent so that that's not going to be as a big a deal as you think it's going to be and picking up the blitz, because you're going to have some blitz beaters in there where you just, like, 1-2-3 throw. It might be, like, pull up and just throw the ball, like, to receivers that can do that. You know, skinny Batman and big Batman, you catch them on a quick slant, it's bye-bye, especially if you're in zero coverage, bye-bye. But you have to be able to see that, and you have to be able to identify that. And I, to be honest, if Jalen does that, and you know what the funny thing about it, Joe, he only got to do it once. Because I guarantee you, if he does it one time and they beat them when they're in a zero blitz and they beat them on a quick slant, they ain't running that no more.
Well, you're right about that. It would change the way defenses play them if they adjust to it. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 5 minutes, I'll tell you how you could win a four-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Hotel coming up September 5th through the 8th. Ron and Monco has the plan for Taiwan Walker. What's up, Ron?
Oh, my God.
You all right?
Ron, what's going on, man?
58 minutes and 30 seconds of total blowvation.
It's actually 24 hours, 7 days a week on WIP.
Is that how you describe God. All of your phone calls combined, Ron?
Anyway, Hugh, let me tell you. When it comes to the finances of the contract and the realities of the contract and the money end of it, you're tops. You're on top, dude. I mean, you're there because, you know, people like me and you know it's about money.
Okay? Tell them again.
Right. Well, you can't talk to them. They're pom-pom shakers, dude. You can't talk to them kind.
The pom-pom shakers, you guys are carrying water from Middleton. I don't care about his wallet. I'm trying to win baseball games.
I'm not carrying water from Middleton. Are you kidding me? Are you out of your mind? Listen, I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm doing. If I'm GM, if I'm Dombrowski, okay? Now, of course, I don't have the contract in my hands, okay? But I'll tell you what I'm doing, okay? He's got two more. He's got this year and two more years?
Yes.
Okay, it's simple. He's going down to the minors. He's going to the most uncomfortable place that I can put him, okay? He is going to go to – he's going to play winter ball in the most uncomfortable place that I can assign him. And once I get that in motion, I'm going to call his agent, and I'm going to say, "Hey, this is where he's going to be, and this is where he's going to stay."
All right, let me ask you this, Ron: as a veteran with 5 years of major league service, he has to consent to a trip to the minor league. So when he says no, what do you do?
Well, that's a toughie. See, like I said, I don't have his contract.
What happened to your genius plan, Ron?
I am going to make him uncomfortable. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make him uncomfortable, and I'm going to try to get to negotiate him out of here on his contract by whatever means I need to do it.
I mean, Ron, I'm for it. If we could send Taiwan to the minors, I just think him and his agent would say no.
Everybody's talking about how great Dombrowski is. Well, you know, weave me something, dude. You know, do something. You know, because you need that roster spot for the rest of the season, and you need for the playoffs. You can't have nothing on the roster. You can't.
I agree. You know I mean? I've been trying to tell Hugh that, and he's giving me the contract nonsense. Like
and
you.
Joe, listen,
I'm just keeping
Joe,
it a bean, dog.
I forgot. Listen, you're excellent about that, but we got to work on the Hughes Clues thing, and we got to work on our, you know, we got to work on our analogy.
It goes a little over Ron's head.
Look, let's tighten it up a little bit, Hugh. Come on.
A little bit. Okay. Yeah. But you got to admit, that first clue on Hughes Clues.
No,
that
was fire.
Awesome.
This was a good one.
I thought I had it, you know, today, but I didn't. I missed a clue. But anyway, Joe, listen. I highly recommend, you know, because I have such a problem with the birds right now. You know, Thorazine, dude.
No, okay? I don't have a problem. 10 and 7.
And just take a pill and relax, dude.
I am
okay?
relaxed. I'm content.
No,
they're going to win 10 football games. I am content. Ron, I mean, I wish they'd win more, but I'm content in my prediction. They're going to win 10 football games. You guys are the ones that need a little.
The horse scene is pretty powerful.
Yeah, I think when I hear people saying 13 at the bare minimum, as if every year five or six teams just win 13 games.
We're the Eagles. We're gonna run off 13 wins, man. We can do that. That's easy.
Easy?
Yeah. I mean, let me look at the schedule. Let me look at the schedule.
Oh, go ahead. You got me. Pull it up.
Let me look at the schedule again.
Tell me how many wins you come up with right now. You know what I'm pulling up here? How many times in Eagles history have they won 13 games? We say this like as if it's like, whatever. Just we'll get 13 this year. You ready for this? In the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, and it's been a long history. Hugh Douglas, you know how many times they've won 13 games?
Four times.
Three. You were on one of those teams.
I know. I knew. I was trying. I knew I was on one of them.
Three times ever. Now I recognize there's an extra game now, right? There's 17. Yeah. So 13 might be the old 12, depending on how you view the 17-game schedule. But still, 13 is a big number. They did it in 04, 17, and 22. Now, when they win 13 games, that means a Super Bowl trip every single time. Have you pulled up the schedule here? What do you got?
I'm looking at the schedule. I have them losing the first game in Brazil.
So then you have them reeling off 13 of the final 16.
I got to be consistent. I have to be consistent,
no,
and
you don't.
I had them losing the first game.
Okay.
Got them beating the Falcons. I think I had them beating the Saints. I think I had them beating the Bucks.
So that's 3-1.
I don't know if I had them beating the Browns. They beat the brakes off the Giants. The Bengals.
And so you got two losses now, or what's the Browns one? Because you're not sure on that one.
I'm gonna say they beat the Browns.
Okay, so you got the Bengals lost, Packers lost. That's two.
No, I think the Bengals, they lose. Yeah, the Bengals lost. They lose to the Bengals.
So you got two losses through the middle of October.
The Jaguars, they beat the Jaguars.
Okay.
The first one, they lose to the Cowboys.
That's three losses. You only got one more.
And
you're out after one more.
Okay. The Ravens.
So beating the Rams in L.A.?
Yes.
Okay. So they're running the table after that Ravens game.
Yeah, they're going to run the table. They got the Panthers, the Steelers, the Commodores, the Cowboys, and the Giants. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Hold on. Your Panthers, Hugh.
They're not my Panthers anymore.
What a difference a year makes. All right, by the way, we got a big prize to give away right now. We got a four-pack to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino, September 5th through the 8th. All right, caller number three to 215-988-1258. Call number three, 215-988-1258 wins those tickets right now. We'll get to your phone calls. Eagles, more likely to win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. We'll update you on the Phillies' magic number for the NLAs and how close are they to clinching a playoff spot. That's coming up next. This is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.